Sitnasok and a Russian shipping company may very well make history this month. Sitnasok Native Corporation has signed a contract with Vitus Marine to deliver 1.5 million gallons of fuel to Nome via marine tanker. The delivery in the double-hulled ice-classed Russian tanker is scheduled for late December and will replace the 1.6 million gallons that was not delivered by Delta Western due to the fall storm. If the newly planned delivery is successful, Sitnasok Board Chairman Jason Evans says the voyage will mark the first time a marine fuel delivery is made to a Western Alaska community in the winter months.
Certainly we would have rather to just get our fall delivery and not have to break new ground in winter deliveries of fuel. But once we were notified this barge wasn't coming, we assembled a team and just started going through every scenario and network of people that we can contact to figure out what options were available.
Evans says overall, while untraditional, the ice-breaking option is significantly lower in costs than flying fuel to Nome. He says there are too many variables at this point for a specific number that consumers will eventually pay. The Russian vessel, the Renda, is currently in Vladivostok, Russia, and will be inspected by the Coast Guard on Wednesday. The Jones Act states that a foreign vessel cannot carry cargo from the U.S. to the U.S., so the fuel will be purchased in Incheon, Korea. Evans says there will be added costs from this mode of delivery.
And it's unclear who will absorb those costs, if Delta Western will pick up a fair share of those, and that the consumer, you know, doesn't have to.
When it comes to Delta Western, the company that did not deliver the original fuel purchase, Vice President Kirk Payne says he's not sure what fair share means.
It surprises me a little bit. But, I mean, we're happy to continue to work with those guys in a manner that makes the most sense to everybody.
Payne says there are no lawyers involved and nothing has been filed. He says a dialogue continues between the two companies.
I mean, we're here, we're open, we'll discuss it. It is a private matter. We'll keep it private.
The double-hulled ice-class Russian tanker, the Renda, is certified to travel through 4 feet of ice and recently traveled through 5 feet of ice while delivering fuel to the Russian Far East. It's unclear whether the Renda will dock at the inner or outer harbor once it arrives in Nome. The tanker has 2 kilometers of hose that could be put over the ice to the fuel depot. The U.S. Coast Guard is currently getting approval for the U.S.'s only icebreaker, the Healy, to remain in the area until the delivery is made. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.